And I don't think in regard to a separate broche, because it's involved the shire of a broche of a tore. So he relies on those rishonim only in regard to aneinu mishemiyat chiyo. So he doesn't involve a separate broche. But the rishonim will say that when someone is misanei tanishonis, he breaks the fast after broche, even though it's loishokol of chamo, and it's done is, so we say that the yochid can say aneinu, so they say that the shliach tzimo should also say aneinu. But the Ramo doesn't rely on those rishonim because it's ishaile in the broche of a tore. But in regard to the aneinu mishemiyat chiyo, it doesn't involve a chashash of the broche of a tore, so it relies on those rishonim. So anyway, so we see from the psak of the Ramo, those rishonim say that when one breaks the fast after minche, it has a kiyum of a tiny shots. It has a chalishim tainis. It's not a tiny sholem, but it has a chalishim tainis. If it wouldn't have a chalishim tainis, so it couldn't say aneinu. How can he say aneinu if he doesn't have a chalishim tainis? And even though the mechaber and most rishonim achilik had bechite, and they say that he couldn't say aneinu, and that's why the mechaber paskins that he couldn't say aneinu, even shemir tefilo. So it's not because these rishonim who say he couldn't say aneinu, they hold that if he's not mashlim the tainis, atzisa kechovin, so then he doesn't have a chalishim tainis. They can also be made it, that it has a chalishim tainis, but they hold that a kone of aneinu only applies to itani sholes, not to itani sholes. But everybody can agree that when one fast, the Gemara calls it litzure nafshe ba'omri. So it doesn't mean litzure nafshe ba'omri, he just tortured himself. There is no union of torturing yourself. Litzure nafshe ba'omri means that there is a kiyum of tainis. A kiyum of tainis, but not a tiny sholem. So there are two tainis. There is a tiny sholem, and there is a tiny sholes. So Mimele, the Rishonim who say that he cannot say aneinu, they also can agree with Ramo, the Trumas Adeshen, that it has a Halishan Tainis, even though he's not Mashan Tanisi. But they hold for aneinu require a tiny shol, not a tiny shol. But everybody can agree that when one breaks his fast after Mimche, so he has a kiyum of tainis. So Mimele, now the Gemara says that in Yom Tev de Rabbonon, Gemara says that Memalek Nirem, that he in Nirem in Tainis, that he Yom Tev de Rabbonon, so Tani Shoyis is not us. In Yom Tev de Raise, Tani Shoyis is us. Let's say on Shabbos, on Yom Tev, if you don't taste anything, you don't drink anything until Chatzeis, so Yariver and Isa de Raise. If you don't taste anything, if you don't eat anything, and you don't drink anything. Mashiach in Yom Tev de Rabbonon, so when do you have an Avere if you fast the whole day? But if you fast till after Minche, and then you eat, you have no Avere. So Memeled, the third kasha was, why does the Mechaba say that if Tisha B'Av was an Itre to Sunday, so then the Baal Bris can break the fast after Minche? Why? Because if it is an Itre, he doesn't have a Chalishim Tanisi. So it only has the Chalishim Tanisyon. And so it seems that the Yom Tev de Rabbonon took effect first, so the Yom Tev de Rabbonon is Deichel, the time is Yochid Rabbonon. So the question arose, Monefshach, if the Yom Tev de Rabbonon that took effect first can be Deichel, the time is Yochid Rabbonon, so he should be able to break his fast, he should be able to eat in the morning. Why Dafke after Minche? The answer is, if it's actually kind of shtein, so then there is no reason as to why one should be deicher the other. That's a klal in all trias. If actually kind of shtein, so there is no tria, so we can satisfy both. So in other words, so the male, if the yom tev rabon, let's say a chosn, if he fast the whole day of the shiva sinah mishteh, he's an avaria. He's either an isal rabon, he's not allowed to fast the whole day. But if a chosn, let's say, will start eating at 2 o'clock in the Shiva Sinan Mishteh, he has no Aveir. Because the Gemara says that in Yom Tev de Rabbonon, Tani Shoyis is Mutar. In Yom Tev de Raise, Shabbos Yom Tev, so Tani Shoyis is also. You cannot wait till 2 o'clock Shabbos afternoon or Yom Tev afternoon and then eat. You have to eat before Chatzeis. Mashenik in Yom Tev de Rabbonon, so if you're not Misane, a Tani Sholem, so you have no Aveir. So Mimele, Eino Chaname, if there had been a real conflict between the fulfillment of the time Yochet of the Tisha B'av Halitre and the fulfillment of the Yontev Rabbono of the Baal Bris of the Chosin and Shiva Simei Amishte, so then he would be allowed to eat in the morning too. But there is no time. Why should he eat in the morning? Why? Because the Yontev Rabbono is Deiche, the time Yochet Rabbono. But we don't have to resort to Tchiyeh, it's actually Kaim Shneyem. Let him wait till after Milche, he'll have no Avere, because a Yom Tev Rabbonon is Muter and Tani Shoeis, he is only Oser and Tani Shoen, and after Milche, when there is a conflict, so the Yom Tev Rabbonon is Deiche, the Tani Shoeche de Rabbonon. All right, so all the three kashes. All right. There is not much time left for Ashkofe. But I said there will be Ashkofe, so there will be a very short Ashkofe. And if you want, you can say that the so-called Ashkofe is also Allah. Now, we saw that there is a Machlekes Rishayim. There is a Machlekes Rishayim. Most Rishayim say that Tanis Esther is a Tanis of Milk. And the Shiltes of Netam, Shiltes and Rabnetam, and the Ravid, they say it's a tainis mitzaladim, and we do a kabbal. And as the Mitziv says, according to these three Rishayim, it's much more horrible than Shivoso B'Tamuz. It's not as homo as Tishabo, but it's more homo than Shivoso B'Tamuz, because Shivoso B'Tamuz, so if any Xerim, so then what's on the Sanim? What's any Sanim? And even if Yesh Xerim, so according to most Rishayim, so we don't have to fast in the whole Misles, we don't have to fast the whole Misles, but the, according to the Mitziv, that's how it seems. He doesn't say it explicitly. So according now, it's mentioned by the Poskim that there are some Jews who fast Estatones, they fast Estatones the whole Misles. They fast Estatones the whole Misles. Why? Because Esther said, Gamani v'nareisai, laila v'yei. So Mimele, they fast the whole Misles. So according to the Nitziv, so according to the Shite of the Shiltes, that it's a timeless midere kabole, divratzevis vizakosom, so it's a halation timeless, it's not grounded in it, so we have to fast the whole Misles. But no one does it because there are more paskes, like the Rishayim, the time Esther is grounded only in it. Now, so the Rishayim mention a raya that Tanis Esther is not a Tanis Mitzaladin Medivrei Kabole, because the Gemara in Tanis says that Yudgimu Biodea is Yontev. So if it's a Tanis Mitzaladin Kabole, how can it be Yontev? After all, in Yontev, you're not allowed to fast. That's the essence of the whole Midrash Tainis. There are certain days which were declared by the Chachomim as festive days, so in the Vayishayim, one was not allowed to fast or to be maspid on those days. So, according to the Rabbetam and the Shultes and the Ravid, that it's Itzei Midirei Kabolo, Divrei Atzemes Vizakosom, so Mimele, how are we allowed to fast? How are we allowed to fast? And how allowed on the contrary to treat it as a yontev? It's a fast day in the Midrash Kabbalah. So how does the Gemara say that Yom Nikoner, which is the same day as Estatones, so it's a festive day? So because of that, the Ram says that Tani Sester is not the same in the Midrash Kabbalah, and that there is no chiyuv mitzat hakones hanavim, mitzat hakones hanshikes hagdilo, mitzat Midrash Kabbalah, or mitzat hakones chachomim, Chetanoim or Amoroim to fast, on the contrary. Originally, the Yudgimu Odeh was a day of rejoicing. It was a Yom Nikoner. But after the Chuv Bris HaMikdosh, like all the other festive days of Midrash Tainis were bottled, so this day was also bottled. So that's why we are allowed to fast. But the whole fast character of Estatones is grounded in Minik. So then the question arises, what about the posig of Divrei HaTzemes Vizakosom? מקיים זה מיפורים האלה בזמניהם, בזמניהם, כאשר קיים עליהם מרדכי היהודי ואסתר המלכו, וחשכים על נפשם ועל זרום, דברי הצמיס וזכוס. So it's mentioned divrei atzemis zakosom. They were mikabel upon themselves. So the Ran says divrei atzemis does not have reference to the taniyis that Mordechai and Esther fasted, but it has reference to the tzeim hovi, tzeim hamishi, tzeim hoshvi, tzeim asiri, nitzatakon sliviv. So the Miglas Esther is telling us, the posik is telling us, that Klal Yisrael was mikabel upon them, upon themselves, to observe the dinim of Purim in the same way as Klal Yisrael was mikabel upon themselves the tzeinis that the Nevi'im enacted. We tzeinis, tzeimavi, tzeimachamishi, tzeimashvi, tzeimasili. It does not have reference to the tiny sester, but it has reference to the tzeinis mentioned in Scharye, tzeimavi, tzeimachamishi, tzeimashvi, tzeimasili. That's one thing. The Bes Yosef mentions in the name of the Shibril Aleket, who says another pshat. He says, since he says Divrei Atzeimis v'Zakosom, so by Mordechai v'Esther, so we know that there was a kosom. But in other Taleisim, Tzimavi, Tzimachamishi, Tzimashvi, Tzimasiri, where is a kosom mentioned in connection? Scharya doesn't mention any Zakosom in connection with Tzimavi, Tzimachamishi, Tzimashvi, Tzimasiri. So, Divrei Atzeimis v'Zakosom really mean, has reference, the Shvil HaLeket says, has reference to the Taniyis that Mordechai and Esther fasted. But the Shvil HaLeket agrees with most Rishonim, not with the Rai of Childress of the town, that it's only grounded in the neck. So the Pshat in the Posik is like this. L'kayim esim meyapurim o'eile bizmaneyem, kasha kiyem aleyem Mordechai Ayhudi, v'Esther Amolko, v'chasha kimu al nafshom v'al zarom, Divrei Atzeimis v'Zakosom. Like the Kosom. So in other words, that Mordechai sent Svorim El Kol HaYehudim, exhorting them that they should be Mikayim all the dinim of Purim, Mikra Megillah, Mishlei Achmonis, and Matonis Levirinim, all the dinim of Purim, in the same way they should be so particular and so scrupulous in regard to the observance of all the dinim of Purim, in the same way as Mordechai and Esther were particular about fasting when Haman HaRoshe tried to destroy the Jewish people. Not, so it's true it has reference to the Taniyos of Mordechai and Esther, but it doesn't mean that Mordechai exhorted them that they should be mikabel upon themselves the dinim of Purim in the same way as they were mikabel upon themselves the fast of Taniyos Esther. No, they should be so particular in observing all the mitzvahs of Purim to the same extent as Mordechai and Esther were particular about the fastings. They were misanemers themselves in fasting. So he exhorted Klal Yisrael they should be very mitagdik in observing the dinim of Purim. But as far as fasting, once the Nes occurred, why shouldn't we fast after all? They were relieved from the tzor. This is below. Now, but Raive, he explains it, Divrei Atzeimis v'Zakosom, that it means that Mordechai exhorted all the Jews, Sheva Reeshrim Meir Midino, that they should be Mikayim all the dinim of Purim in the same way as they were Mikabel to observe the fest, the Divrei Atzeimis v'Zakosom. That means, Midirei Kabole, there is a chi of the fest, and Yudimu Bode. So the Raive himself has the kashe, but Yudimu Bode is a chi of the fest, Midirei Kabole. So how can the Palestinians declare it as a Yontef? No, it's still a Meneu Bey. If it's a Yontef, you cannot fast. If it's a fast day, how can you treat it as a Yontef? So he says, there is no stira between the fasting and Tainis Esther and celebrating it as a Yontef. So according to the Raivet, Enoch Nami, a Hespet, according to the Raivet, we cannot say Tachman and Tainis Esther. Now, we do say Tachman. Why? Because the Ramo doesn't pass like the Raivet in the Shittas Ramadan. But according to the Raivet, it's a Yontef. And Memele, and Mele, well, I mean, maybe we could say Tachnu, because the Milasester, Miklastainis was bottle. Miklastainis was bottle. All right, so, but it is a Yontev. In Baisheni, it was a Yontev. And so certainly in Baisheni, we are not allowed to deliver a hespet on Tainis Esther. But we are allowed to fast, and we won't be in Baisheni to fast. It was a chiyuv de rabbole, like Tishimo, according to Raivet. A chiyuv de rabbole. But how can we reconcile the character of Yontev and the character of Tainis? So he says, the Tainis of Tzimovi, Tzimachamishi, Tzimashvi, Tzimasiri are in conflict with Yontev, because they are Tainis based upon Tzores. Why do we fast on Shemos HaBetamos? Why do we fast on Tisha B'Av? Because of the Tzores that occurred. Because of the whole. So Mimele is diametrically opposed to Yontev. Mashem came, Tainis Esther, we didn't suffer, on the contrary. We were saved. So Mimele, this Tainis is not in conflict with Yontev. I would like to explain this time. What does the Raivet mean? Now we have to know the Mechayev of all the Tainis. Now there is aloche, that when the cloud is overtaken by Tzore, so Bezdin, the contemporary Bezdin, is mechuyev to be Gezer Tainis. At one time, before the First World War, when there was a pogrom in Russia, in Tsarist Russia, so then many Gdelin, and Chofetz Chaim was instrumental in it, so they had Nasife, and they decided that to be Gezer Tainis. Because of the pogrom that took place in Kishinev. It was an Esau Yaakov. And they decided that we should read Vaichal in real time. Reb Chaim was opposed to it. Why was Reb Chaim opposed to it? Not that Reb Chaim was opposed to declaring the times. After all, there is a halacha that the Klal Yisrael is overtaken by Tzore, we have to begin the times. But he mentioned the Lashon Haram. He mentioned the Lashon Haram. In the beginning of Hilchos Taniyos, Mitzisese min ha-tere, Lizak, Uroria b'chatzitzris, Al kol tzoro shetore l'atzibo. Shelema l'atzor atzir l'asrem. V'areise b'chatzitzris, Kolema, kol godo shenitza l'ochem. Ki b'atzir es, b'geva v'yar ben chayitze ben, Zako alein v'orim. Vidor ozem d'arki ha-tshubel. Shebizman shetobi tzor, Nizako v'yorim, Nidu hakel shebidor masayim oroim, Hur alein, kakosu v'abniseichem hitu. וזהו שנקרא מרוסי רצור מלא. אבל אם הוא יזעקו ולא יוריו, אלא יהיו בדבר זה ממנהגי לא מירה לנו, וצורזו נקרא נקראיס, הרי זו דרך הזור יש, ויגרמס להם לדובק במעשי המורים, ותאיס ועצור את צורס אחריס, והוא שכוסף בתיר הולכתם ומביקרי, והולכתי גם אני מוכם לך מזכרי, כלי מהקשור והליכם צורק, כדי שתשובו, אם תאים בו שיקרי, איזה הוא לכם חמאס איזה קרי, ומדירי ספרים ליסניס, על כל צורו שטוב על הציבו, עד שירוחם מן השמיים. ומהתניא זוהינו, זה יקים בתפילה איסו מסחננים ומראים בחצי סבובה. So the Rambam says that the whole Mechayel of Itainis, and when a Tzore overtakes Klal Yisrael, so it's Tshuva. But that's not the regular Tshuva. That according to the Rambam is implicit in the Posik, Vizvado, in Osek. That's a tshuva that is incumbent upon Yochid. But there is another chiyuv tshuva in the parashim Baalei Yisroel of Al Atzor Atzir Eschem Vareisem B'chatzitzres. So Areisem doesn't mean just the scream. To the tshuva. If the Klal Yisroel is overtaken by Tzore, then they have... And why are they overtaken by Tzore? As an Einish for the Chatoim. So Mimele, the Klal has to do tshuva. And midrabonon, so midraise, there is a chiyuv for the klal to the tshuva, not to fast, but midrabonon, so the tshuva cannot be realized unless it is coupled with the times. So it's Reb Chaim said, unfortunately, the Klal Yisrael has not reached that level that as a result of fulfilling that times, they will do real tshuva. So melee, if we'll read Vaichal, so it will be Brocha Levatole, And it will say, Aninu b'geil reifei to be brocha latore. Because the purpose of tainis is with reshuve. But if it is just lip service and there is no real mending of one's ways, so the Mishnah Tainis mentions that when Bezdin was gezer, Tainis alakshomim, so then on the Yima Tainis, Bezdin used to go out into the stores and make sure that the weights, the scales were accurate, that no wrong was done. So there was Shuve. But today, unfortunately, there is a Tainis, all right, we'll read Vaychal, but Shuve there isn't. If Shuve there isn't, so the Broches and Vaychal is a Broches Lato. That was, the Chofetz Chaim did not agree with Reb Chaim, but that was Reb Chaim Shit. Anyway, everybody agrees that the Mechayev of Itainis, our Tzoris, is true. Now, how about the Tanis, like she was of Tammuz, as of Teves? So there the Rambam also says the Tshuva is the Mechayev. פרקי מלכס תניאי סלוח אלף ישום יומים שכל ישראל מסענים בהם מפני הצורי שאירו בהם כדי להיר הלבובץ לפתי הדר כהתשובה ויהי איזה זיכורים למעשינו הרואים ומעשי אביסינו שהיו כמעשינו עתו עד שגורם להם ולונו איסון הצוריס שבזכרי דבורים אלו נושיב להיטיב שנמה ויסבדו אס אבינום וסבין אביסום. That's a פוסיק נתיך אחרי, אם בחוקי סן. So the Rambam said, ואילו הם, ים שלישי בתשרי שבו נהיה גדלי במחיקו, ונרבס גחלס ישראל הנשארס וסיבי להוסם גלוסום, וסיבי גלוסום גלוסום, So, ועשיר בתיבי שבו יסום אחמל הבובה למוחד נצר הראשו על ירושלים, והביאו במוצר ובמוציק, ויזיין בתמוס חמישה דבורים מרבי, ותשע בו חמישה דבורים מרבי. So the Rambam mentions the Tanis מדברי קבולה, that the נביאים were מסעקי, that too is based upon Tshuva. Because נהלוך האלף, he says, יש שום יומים שכל ישראל ניסנים בהם מפני הצוריס, שאירו בהם כדי ראיר על בוביס. And he mentions, שבזכרים דבורים אלו, נושב להיטיב. And that's the reason as to why the נביאים were מסעקים. צים הובי, צים החמישי, צים השבי וצים הסיר. So we see that, according to the Rambam, not only is תשובה, באיפן כלולי, תשובה סרבי, תשובה סקלאו, the מחייב of the times that the contemporary Bezdin, in every generation, is to decree, if חס ושולם, the Jewish people, the klal is overtaken by trouble, but even the Tanis, the Nevi'im were misaken, even that, the Mechayev is Shuve. But it goes without saying. Now suppose someone will say, he'll try to extend Reb Chaim's lomdes. Reb Chaim said, we cannot be gezer Tanis, because unfortunately the klal Yisrael is not on the level of doing Shuve. So maybe somebody could be smarter than Reb Chaim and make an extension of this lomdes and say, we don't have to fast today altogether on Shavuos of Tammuz. Because unfortunately, Klal Yisrael is not on that level. So of course, that would be nonsense. Why? Because true, the reason as to why the Nevi'im were misakein tzimovi, tzimachamishi, tzimashvi, tzimasiri, in order to arouse Klal Yisrael to Tshuva. So that is in the background, but the Nevi'im were misakein. Once the Nevi'im were misakein, So these days are also b'achilu yisie. Even if one doesn't do tshuva, so it's still also b'achilu yisie, and it's a tainis anyway. But in the background, in the tam, as to why the nevi'im are misakein, as to why there is a chiyuv midirei kabbalah to fast on tzim aviv, tzim hamishi, tzim hashvi, so is because of tshuva. So we see from the Rambam that tshuva is rabim, tshuva of the rabim, of the klal, is the mechayev of Tanis and Tzores, the Tanis that are decreed by contemporary Bezdin every time the Jewish people is overtaken by trouble, and it's also the Mechayev in the background, it's the Mechayev of the Tanis that the Nevi'im themselves were misaking. So the Rambam mentions which Posik? He mentions the Posik Visvadu es Avinu es Avin Aviso. What kind of Tshuva does it represent? Not Tshuva V'yochid. Tshuva V'yochid is not Shayach to confess for our office, but for the tshuva of the klal, so we have to confess even for the chatoi of our avos. Anachnu v'aviseinu chatan. But so this now there are two parshas in the Torah. One parsha in the Torah is Mechukesa. והנישורים בוחם ימקו בעבינו, בארצו סיביכם, ועבין סביסום ניתום ימוקו, ויספדו אסבינום וסבין אביסום, במעלו מה שמוע לובי, ואף אשר הולכו עם מביקר. But then there is another parasha. והיו, ניצובי, והיו כי יובאו עליך כל הדברים האלה, הברוכו והכלולו, אשר נוסעתי לפניך, ואשר בייסו לבך, וכל הגויים אשר ידחכו עד השם הלקחו שמו, וישבתו עד השם הלקחו, וישומתו בכלי, ככל אשר עניך מצב חיים, עתו ובנך בכל גוף וכל נפשך, וישוב עד השם הלקחו ישבוסך, וירחמך, וישוב וקיבצך מכל העמים אשר יפיצך עד השם הלקחו שמו. So here the Torah also says Vishafta Hashem Elokecha. But there is a basic difference. Why does the Torah have to mention two inyonim of Tshuvas Harabim? The Posikim Bechekei Sai is descriptive of Tshuvas Harabim, not Tshuvas Hayochid. V'yisvadu esaveinom v'savein aveisom v'malom asher mo'alovi v'af asher holchu imu b'keri. And the Posikim Mitzovim is descriptive of Tshuvas Harabim, not Tshuvas Hayochid. Tshuvas Hayochid, according to the Rambam, is the Parashi Nosi. Why does the Torah have to discuss two Tshuvas Harabim? But it's different parshas. There is Tshuva Meireh and there is a Tshuva Me'arah. So in the Yochid, we can have a phenomenon of Tshuva Meireh, which is not the highest madriga of Tshuva, and there can be a phenomenon of Tshuva Me'arah. And in the Rabbi, there is also Tshuva Harabim Meireh and Tshuva Harabim Me'arah. Now, in Bechukei Sai, so the Torah says, "Vanishorim bochem yimaku ba'avinom be'artus ibechem va'avinis avisom itom yimaku v'isvado es avinom v'savin avisom b'malom hashemu alavi v'achasharol choyimu b'kar." So here the Torah discusses Tshuvas Harabim Meireh as a result of the klolos of the teichache overtaking Klal Yisrael. So then Klal Yisrael will be aroused to tshuva. So the driving force is Meireh. But here, in Mitzovim, the Torah says, V'hoyo ki yoveyo olecho kol advorim ha'ilo, ha'brocho ve'yaklo. Why did the Torah say ha'brocho ha'klo? If the Torah in Mitzovim had reference to Tshuva Meireh, to that kind of tshuva that is realized by the klal as a result of the tzores, so the Torah should say, V'hoyo ki yoveyo olecho kol advorim ha'ilo, ha'klo, asher nesatu v'necho. The Torah says ha'brocho ve'yaklo. In other words, here the Torah discusses and the Torah predicts that there will be Tshuvas Harabim in Rabbi too. Tshuvas Harabim Meireh is motivated exclusively by the Tzores. But Tshuvas Harabim Meireh is motivated by the totality of the Jewish experience, the Broches and the Chores. And this is what happened after the Esav Purim. Kimu v'kimu Aleim. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that there was a new Kabbal Satiret. Why was there a new Kabbal Satiret? Because originally, so the Rebbeinu Shalom was king to Harkidis. Now, the Yosomeach in Meshech Chochmah says, it's a remarkable insight. I mean, we have to explain it that way. But anyway, Rabbi Simcha says it, that it doesn't mean that the Tariyochu actually forced them to be mikabel the Torah, and he told them, if you're not mikabel the Torah, so then you will be killed at this moment. That's not what Chazal means. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, so he says that the Nevuya of all the other Nevim is something that has to occur b'derech hateva. If a person y attains malus amiliens and malus asiliens, mal perfection and intellectual perfection, so then he naturally has to have communion with Rebbein Shalom. And the reason is why, since the Ptirei of Chagai is Chagai Malachai, so we don't have any Nevi'im. So according to the Rambam and Nebuchim on the counter, this is a deviation from the Chukei HaTeva. B'derech HaTeva, so you should have had Nevi'im even in the Baisheni too. And the Gemara says that Shmuel HaKotan Rosh et Yishol of Shechino. So in other words, he was in the Madrege to have communion and to have Giru Shechino. But why didn't he have Giru Shechino? Because of the Avenis of Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam says that Nevue of all other Nevi'im is not a supernatural phenomenon. Masheim Kei, Nevuas Meshe, that's a supernatural phenomenon. It is something that we cannot explain. Because the Torah was given to Moshe, through Moshe. So the Jews, the Israelites at the foot of Sinai, they saw Elikus, Mamesh, with the eyes, with the senses, they perceived Elikus. How could they not say Naseh V'Nishma? They wouldn't be normal people if they wouldn't say Naseh V'Nishma. But it was Machmasira. It was not Machmasar. But after the Ness of Purim, of course, there were also Nisim. But the Nisim, you can call it Nisim Gluim, but still the Gemara Yechum says, Esther, Minator, Minayim, Shenema, Vornechi, Astir, Astir, Esponach. So apparently, according to Chazal, the Tkufe of Mordechai Esther is described as a Tkufe, as a Nira of Esther Purim. Why is that funny? After all, there was such Nisim. All the Jews were saved. But if somebody wants to rationalize and not to recognize the truth, so then he can explain it with the Hatem. He can explain it with all the Nisim. In other words, Esther was very shrewd and she manipulated that Ahasuerus should suspect that there is something between Haman and Esther. So she provoked Ahasuerus that Ahasuerus should say to Haman, Hagamlich b'ishi, ime samalka b'vayis. So if you want to be smart and to resort to all kinds of spurious ingenuity, you can explain the Ness of Purim b'derech HaTeva. And those Tanoi who say that Midas Yisrael was all b'derech HaTeva are also resorting to this spurious ingenuity of explaining everything b'derech HaTeva. It's not b'derech HaTeva. The existence of the State of Israel in face of all the enemies is a Ness. But if one wants to resort to rationalization, so the human mind has such a potential that it can explain everything. So that's why Chazal consider the era of Mordechai Esther as an era of Hestaponi. Not because there were no Nisim. There were Nisim gluim. But the moshul is Esiv de Hashkoche, the Chavayochu, had concealed himself with a thick veil. So, but if somebody wants to pick up the veil, he can see the face of the Kabbalah. He can see all the Nisim, the Hashgoche Protis of the Rebbein Shalom. But if somebody does not want to see any Nes, and he wants to resort, he wants to have recourse to all kinds of witty and shrewd rationalizations, so he can explain everything. He can explain the fact that Soviet Russia joined the United States in voting for the establishment of this Israel on the basis of Chukei HaTeva, like all the Chachamim in the newspapers, how they explain it. He can explain all the Nisim that Mechamesh Yishas Hayomi, B'derech HaTeva, if he doesn't want to pick up the thick veil that covers the Hashgoche. But if somebody does not try to resort to spurious thinking and to all kinds of hypocritical rationalizations, then he has to see. That's Hestaponim. Hestaponim doesn't mean that there are no Nisim Gluim. In Hestaponim there are also Nisim Gluim. But in Hestaponim, if you want to resort to rationalization, so you won't see anything. That's why all the Nisim of Mordechai Esther are called Hestaponim. But they were Nisim Gluim in final analysis. They represented Nisim Gluim. So why were they Mikabel? It mattered to if the Israelites said Nasir Nishmo. So then they were not in a position psychologically to have recourse to rationalization. How could they rationalize? They would be of their minds if they tried to rationalize and say everything is there. I mean, there are some Chachomim who edited books and who try to explain Kriyas Yamsuf and everything also with Derech HaTeva. So it's because they live now thousands of years later, so they can say whatever they want, especially when they'll be praised by all the intelligent newspaper people. But at the time of the experience, it was impossible to have recourse to rationalization. They had, from the point of view of Yireh, they had to say Nasim and Ishmo, whether they liked it or not. They were psychologically forced to say Nasim and Ishmo. But in the time of Mordechai Esther, they were not psychologically forced to say Nasim and Ishmo. And still, because everything, if they wanted, they could explain everything with Derech HaTeva. Everything with Derech HaTeva. It was just a nice trick that Esther perpetrated upon Haman by inviting Haman and provoke the anger of Ahasuerus. It could be done. And still, they did not have recourse to rationalization and to spurious, witty thinking. But they said Nasir and Ishmo. So the Nasir and Ishmo in the time of Mordechai Esther was with Ahasuerus. So that's why we fast. Because actually, there was no reason to fast now. Why should we fast? Mordechai v'Esther, they fasted because of the trouble that faced them. So they labored under the impact of the fear, maybe Chas v'Sholem, the Knesset Yisrael will be destroyed. So they had to fast. But once they were saved, why? What was the occasion to fast? The Mishnah in Taini says that if Beis Din was Gezer Taini Salak Shomim, and then they were saying the Tfilas, and then in the midst of the sakes and tefillahs and the screaming and the crying, it started to rain. So then it all depends. If this happens after Chatzeis, so then since they already fasted, till after Chatzeis, they have to finish the fast. But if it happens in the morning, even though it was decreed as a Tames, so they have to break the fast immediately in the morning and to say Halagot. Because, so then the question arises, why, let's say according to most Rishonim, it's only grounded in Minhag. But why is the Minhag, upon what is the Minhag based? The Minhag is based upon the fact that B'nei Reshal Esther or Mordechai, so Mordechai the Esther fasted. But they were saved. So the Halacha mentioned in the Mishneh, in Taini should have application. So it should be analogous to the situation where Bezdin and Klal Yisrael were involved in Tfilas for rain, and then it started to rain, and if it happened before Chatzeis, so they're not Mashal Nitames. So Lachaskam Lechamo, we, now that we live so many years after the Kness, why should we invest? The Jews who had the rain, the experience of rain before Chatzeis, did not have to fast, and we have to fast because thousands of years ago, 2,000 years ago, so the Jew Klal Yisrael was overtaken by Tzoreh. The answer is, the Tainis that is decreed on Kshomim, this is a Tainis where the Mechayev is Shuvah Machmasira. So the whole purpose of the Tainis is to put an end to the Tzoreh. So nail at the moment, and then to the Tzoreh come, there is no reason as to why you should fast. On the contrary, we have to break the fast with joy, with festivity. This is what the Mishnah says. But this Tainis is a Tainis that is grounded, whether it's a Chiyuv Mitaboy or it's a Chiyuv that is grounded in Minhag, but the Mechayev is Shuv Mehavi. Why? Because there are two parshas of Amalek. One parsha of Amalek is Zochir Vashos of Amalek, but there are Betzis from Mitzrayim. The other parsha is the parsha in Bishalach. And the Nitziv in his Perush and Chumash, so he says, they represent two different concepts. The parasha of Zocher and Kiseitze, that is read on the Shabbos prior to Purim, we emphasize the Melchome against the people of Amalek. But in the parasha, in Bishalach, we say so the Nitzir raises the question, what does it mean Midea Deya? Midea Deya means Midea Shel Yeshua, Ad Deya Shel Shmuel, Midea Shel Shmuel, Ad Deya Shel David, Ad Deya Shel Melech HaMashiach. So how can there be Muhammad against the people of Amorei B'Meis HaMashiach? Is Bos HaChirev will build the scholar in Kulei. They are more Amaleki. They are other Goyim who adapted the ways of the Amaleki. But the historical people of Amaleki don't exist. Bos HaChirev will build the scholar in Kulei. That's Aloch in the Rambam, Mishulchan Aruch. That today, if anyone is Mizgayer, he's Mutar Lo Bikol. Because there are no Amenim, there are no Mahavim, there are no Givanim. Because Bos HaChirev will build the scholar in Kulei. So how can the Torah say, so the Tzip says, Milchomol Hashem v'Amolek Midea Deya does not have reference to the Muhammad against the people of Amalek. The Parsha in Kiseitzei discusses the Muhammad against the people of Amalek. But this discusses the Muhammad against the ideology of Amalek, against the Tudo of Amalek, as he calls it, the ideology of Amalek. And the Muhammad, the ideological struggle that has to be conducted against the brutality and the violence and the tyranny and the impurity and the immorality that Amalek represented. Because there were two ideologies. One ideology was the ideology of Teras Yisrael and Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael was dedicated with Miseras Nefesh to the ideology of Kedusha, of Tzedek, of Yesher, of Tare. And then Amalek was equally dedicated with the same Miseras Nefesh as Am Yisrael was dedicated to the Torah. Amalek was equally dedicated with the same Miseras Nefesh to the ideology of tyranny and violence and brutality and ruthlessness. He was ready, Amalek, to jump into the boiling tub of water in order to infect the nations of the world with the venom of anti-Semitism. That's the motion that Chazal made. Why did he do it? With Miseras Nefesh. Amalek is like a cancer. Medically speaking, a cancer has many of the features of the healthy cells. So that's why when you resort to certain treatments, so it destroys the cancerous cells, but it destroys the healthy cells too. That's the problem with cancer. So Amalek is the cancer of humanity. Just as Am Yisrael, the Knesset Yisrael, is dedicated to Miseras Nefesh, to the ideology of morality, of purity, of Gdusha, of Yesher and Tzedek. So Amalek, the ancient Amalek, was dedicated with the same Miseras Nefesh, and perhaps with more Miseras Nefesh. He was ready to sacrifice his life, the Amalekim, at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. What did the Israelites do to them? They didn't try to hurt him, to take away his territory. He didn't live in Eretz Canaan, but it was his self-negated sacrifices on behalf of the ideology of brutality that impelled ancient Amalek to attack, to make an unprovoked attack against the Israelites. So the Parsha in Kiseitzei discusses the Milchome against the people of Amalek. The Parsha in Bishalach, when it says, discusses the Milchome that is conducted midei odei against the ideology of Amalek, against the brutality of Amalek, against the immorality, against the impurity, against the indecency of Amalek. So that's a milchome, that's an ideological struggle. That is milchome ol adishem ba'amolik midei odeir. And the reason as to why the Anshik Knesset Sagdeo were misakin, according to the Shultes, Rabbi Tam and the Haibe, and the reason as to why the Knesset Yisrael adopted that practice of fasting and Tanis Esther was dafke, because we attained the victory. So because we attained the victory over Amalek, so then the Knesset Yisrael adopted the practice or the Anshei Knesset Sagdeo enacted that there should be a fast day in order to be aroused to Tshuva Me'avo, even as the Jews in the time of Mordechai v'Esther were aroused to Tshuva Me'avo, not because of any hero, because psychologically When a people attains a victory over an enemy, then he's apt to sink into the abyss of immorality as a result of the victory attained. So the Hanshi Kings is like Leroy, according to the Shintas, and the Ramitam and the Raivet, Wamisake, don't expose yourself to the possibility of becoming intoxicated with the venom of the feeling of victory. And you have to fast, and this fast is grounded in Tshuva Me'ave, not Mihira. There was no Yira, on the contrary, they were saved. And a fast that is grounded in Tshuva Me'ave is not in conflict with Yom Tov. On the contrary, it goes hand in hand with Yom Tov.